now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Hey, welcome back, and a hoo-ah to all the Army boys out there. We're going to bring on an old friend of mine who is a tanker, lifelong tanker, and a retired Army. He is right now running a company for veterans, and we're going to talk all about that. We got Thomas Lindsley on the phone right now. How are you, Tom?
I'm fair to middling, fellas. How are y'all? Thank you.
Hey, and Jop's not here. I'm running solo. So it's a monologue, so thanks for bailing me out.
No problem. Give him my best.
Yeah. You have a company, and I want you to tell us again all about it for anybody who hasn't heard you on here before.
Well, thanks, Bob. I'm a pretty lucky guy. I have a little gunsling making business here in Allegan. We started it 7 years ago, and just a simple little sling made out of paracord. Now, we've been pretty lucky, Bob. We've evolved to a very serious type of a sling. Actually, we're a series now of slings, and I'll get right to the best part. We need great work for this awesome piece, and our best customer, our primary customer, is the United States Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps exchanges worldwide.
And the Navy. You got SEALs using it.
I hope I do, but they're only buying it if they're going to a Marine Corps base. Bob, you know, you can't even buy a BB gun or a crossbow in the Navy exchange. There's no firearms, accessories of any kind. And by BB gun, I'm serious. You can't get them. They're not in the exchange. What a shame.
That sounds like some political correctness that crept in over the last 20 years.
Bob, you can't even buy a BB gun.
Well, so anyway, tell us more about this wonderful sling from Cold Steel Tactical.
Well thanks. I'm not going to go so much to the sling itself, but to what I need to make these babies. This rifle sling is a bungee sling in four different styles that will fit just about anything. But most especially, they'll fit on some of your best combat rifles. And adaptable to anything. They're unlike anything you've ever seen. I will say, though, they are not cheap. I won't mention the price here.
I think they are.
Well, they are. If you're looking at quality, you're getting your money's worth. You're getting that, too.
Dude, that thing is not overpriced at all.
But where we're at right now, to build these things and get them out to the troops like we are and the general public, we need to grow. We need to expand. We're in pretty bad need of some workforce.
You can't just hire vets then, because I think it's limiting the amount of people you can get in there.
Yeah, you're right. We do offer it to any vet that come to us, of course. It's our preference, but we'll take any of great patriotic citizens out there and supporters thereof. Lord have mercy.
I think that's great because I meet guys all the time that say, you know, I wanted to go in, but I got kicked out because of this, or I didn't pass a physical, or, you know, I had this problem, that problem, asthma, hernia, you name it. The military finds lots of reasons to, heck, eczema. I know a kid that was thrown out of boot camp because he had eczema. So
can be bad, I guess, sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
and
I get
the people
it.
You just mentioned, all those great troops that you exemplified, many of them are at home, can't get out, or don't have the opportunity to get out.
Right. So how does somebody help you out?
They give us a call.
And what's that number?
But our workforce works primarily from home, folks. And keep that in mind. Home-based work, you come in once a week, drop off product, get materials, and you go home to do a very, I'll say, simple, because anyone can be trained to build a quality sling.
So you're basically kind of braiding paracord, 75 feet of paracord around a bungee type system with these really cool clasps that you can make a 1-point or 2-point sling out of. And a 1-point sling you're going to use on a tactical weapon so you can kind of swing it around and pivot it. And the 2-point is for the guy who wants it slung over his shoulder in a fixed position, whichever position. And a lot of hunters like to carry their gun like that, whether it's over your shoulder, you know, pointing up, or whether it's down in front of you, like in a stalking position. So it's not just for the GI. It's not just for the vet. It's not just for the AR platform. It's for any gun. And what if they don't have sling mounts on their gun? Let's say I've got a Sako 270. That's already got the mounts. But let's say I've got all sorts of guns. Goodness sakes, what would it be? Let's say a Winchester lever action, a Henry lever action, and there's no sling mounts on it. What can you do for them?
Well, if I were to go right to a product, I'd say either A, find a set of strap adapters, some Velcro strap system that will attach to rifles or weapons that are limited in connectors, or
okay,
that would offer you the opportunity to just strap into the weapon instead of connect. Just strap in and loop it back through and strap in hardline. Options are infinite. But, you know, and back to the description of the work, if I can offer that. These slings are not difficult to make. Takes a little time to train up, but most anybody can build a sling in 20 minutes of time.
You're teaching them to do something kind of like braiding hair, right? I mean, it's a pattern, like knitting or anything.
Kind of a macrame thing.
Yeah.
It's just one knot back and forth with a consistent pattern, touch, and feel to achieve a final product. And you can build 2 an hour easily.
Do you have a YouTube video that shows how they're made?
Nope, can't do that. But if you look here, that's proprietary, buddy. Sorry, man.
Well, how about if somebody uses the paracord, how do they resling it?
Oh, no, there's a good point on that. If somebody had to take the paracord off of this bungee sling, by the way, the website, coldsteeltactical.net.
Okay.
We'll give you a visual. These are not paracord slings, but that's what you're going to see. These are bungee slings around which the paracord is wrapped.
Right. And now the cool thing about a paracord is what? To people who don't know.
Well, absolute emergency should you need it. However, unlikely, but if you did have to remove that paracord, remember this is a bungee sling. The paracord removed keeps the sling fully intact.
Let's say the average hunter who might need a paracord, what would that situation be? Maybe he falls and breaks his leg and needs to make splints?
Yeah, or maybe he has a reason to tie his food up in a tree while he sleeps on a lower limb.
Well, you better be bringing a rope for that because you don't want to ruin your sling.
Well, the possibility, we're talking about absolute emergencies.
Yeah, really.
Who knows?
Okay.
I can't imagine that one, I guess, in reality.
Yeah, maybe you fall into a canyon or a crevice or, you know, who knows? Maybe you just stumbled and can't get your way back to camp and you got to build a shelter.
Well, these pieces are special, and the people that build them are special, and they must know. Our primary customer is who I mentioned, Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps. We have stores in Kuwait. We have Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, Korea, all over the world. And I can guarantee you, in our imagination, the hundreds of pieces we've sold through a Kuwait store, we can only envision how we've been able to help. It's almost as good as being in the sandbox with them. I have to tell you, our builders feel the same way.
Yeah,
emotional attachment here.
So it's you could make a personal video if somebody wanted to work for you that they could take home and watch and brush up on as they build their first few, because they're going to build one down at your shop, one or two or ten, and then they're going to go home and they're going to do a cottage industry right from their house, and you pay them piecemeal.
Yeah, but we're going to do better than the video. This requires hands-on time. And those who'd be willing, they need to come here and visit us, get their initial hands-on, go home and practice for a few days, and bring in finished products.
More
finished product you come in, we speed you up within a couple of weeks, and you're off to making, well, at this rate, we're asking for people to give us 20 to 30 hours of their time. It's not going to be a bunch of money, but maybe $200
a week. We're at a hard break. Thomas John Lindsley, retired Army tanker and now CEO of Cold Steel Tactical. Give us a website again.
ColdSteelTactical.net. Okay. Our phone number is 616-813-5405.
Awesome. Brother, good to talk to you again, and I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, friend. See you around.
You bet. There's a guy to help out right there, doing God's work for our military and for our hunters and sportsmen and 2A people. This is the Grilling Guys. We're doing a little bit of Mexican treat. This dude coming up, you're going to want to hear. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.